Single-lens eyes, like those in humans and many other animals, can create sharp images, but the compound eyes of insects and crustaceans have an edge when it comes to peripheral vision, light sensitivity, and motion detection. That's why scientists are developing artificial compound eyes to give sight to autonomous vehicles and robots, among other applications. Compound eyes are made up of tiny independent repeating visual receptors called ommatidia, each consisting of a lens, cornea, and photoreceptor cells. Some insects have thousands of units per eye, creatures with more ommatidia have increased visual resolution. Attempts to create artificial compound eyes in the lab are often limited by cost. Some groups are using lasers and nanotechnology to generate artificial bug eyes in bulk, but the structures tend to lack uniformity and are often distorted, which compromises sight. To make artificial insect eyes with improved visual properties, Wenjun Wang and colleagues developed a new strategy with improved structural homogeneity. As a first step, the researchers shot a laser through a double layer of acrylic glass, focusing on the lower layer. The laser caused the lower layer to swell, creating a convex dome shape. The researchers created an array of these tiny lenses that could themselves be bent along a curved structure to create the artificial eye. Then, through several steps, the researchers grew nanostructures on top of the convex glass domes that up close resemble a shag carpet. The nanostructures endowed the microlenses with desirable anti-reflective and water-repellent properties. 1. Humans have A. Single-lens eyes. B. Compound eyes. C. Double eyes. D. Sharp eyes. 2. Why do scientists develop artificial compound eyes? A. To have light sensitivity. B. To detect motion. C. Give sight to autonomous vehicles and robots. D. All of them are correct. 3. What are compound eyes made up of? A. Ommatidia. B. Lens. C. Cornea. D. Photoreceptor cells. 4. What are the advantages of having more ommatidia? A. Detect motion. B. Reduce resolution. C. Increase visual resolution. D. Limit cost. 5. Artificial bug eyes are generated using By some groups, A. Bug eyes. B. Lasers. C. Nanotechnology. D. Lasers and nanotechnology. 6. How do Wenjun Wang and colleagues improve visual properties of artificial insect eyes? A. Develop uniformity. B. Using new technique. C. Improved structural homogeneity. D. All of them. 7. What happens to the acrylic glass under laser shooting? A. Lower layer disappears. B. Convex dome shape appears. C. Acrylic glass broke. D. Nothing happens. 8. How do researchers create artificial eye? A. Focus on the layer. B. Swell lower layer. C. Create convex dome shape. D. Create tiny lenses. 9. Researchers USE.TO develop convex glass domes. A. Nanostructures. B. Shag carpet. C. Microlenses. D. None of them. 10. What are the benefits of microlenses using nanostructures? A. Desirable anti-reflective. B. Water-repellent properties. C. Desirable anti-reflective and water-repellent properties. D. All of them.